Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Welcome to the Crypto Daily Brief, your source for the latest updates, market trends, and key insights in the world of cryptocurrency. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, Wall Street is gearing up for another big Bitcoin treasury. Cantor Equity Partners, a blank check company led by Brandon Lutnick, is set to form the world's third largest corporate Bitcoin treasury through a merger with 21. Second, United States bank regulators are dialing back some restrictions on bank crypto activities, potentially opening new doors for financial institutions. Third, the Blockchain for Good Alliance has teamed up with the United Nations Development Program to launch a global accelerator and fund, aiming to drive positive social impact through blockchain technology. Lastly, analysts are spotlighting five altcoins with significant upside potential by 2025 as investors seek the next big thing in crypto investments. All right, so here's the scoop on what's happening with crypto regulations in the United States. The Federal Reserve, along with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, just pulled back on some of their previous guidance that urged banks to be cautious when dealing with cryptocurrencies. This means banks no longer need to seek advance approval from regulators before engaging in activities related to crypto assets and stablecoins. It's a pretty big shift from the earlier stance where banks were advised to tread carefully due to risks like volatility and legal uncertainties. Now, why does this matter? Well, for starters, it could potentially open up more opportunities for banks to get involved in the crypto space. By removing these guardrails, regulators seem to be signaling a more open and supportive approach towards innovation in the financial sector, especially when it comes to digital assets. This could encourage more traditional financial institutions to explore crypto-related services or partnerships with crypto companies. But with this newfound freedom also comes the responsibility to manage the inherent risks that come with crypto activities. Banks will still need to be mindful of issues like liquidity risks and the legal landscape, which can be quite unpredictable. It'll be interesting to see how banks navigate this new regulatory environment and what kind of innovative solutions they might bring to the table. Overall, this move by U.S. regulators could be seen as a step towards fostering a more crypto-friendly environment, which might encourage more mainstream adoption of crypto assets. For traders and investors, it's definitely a space to watch closely as the landscape continues to evolve. In some pretty exciting news, the Blockchain for Good Alliance has just launched a global accelerator and fund in collaboration with the United Nations Development Program. This initiative, called the SDG Blockchain Accelerator, is all about harnessing the power of blockchain to drive social impact projects in line with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. It's a big deal because it aims to equip UNDP staff and partners with the tools they need to develop and scale blockchain solutions that tackle real-world economic development challenges. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. So, what does this mean for the blockchain space? Well, the accelerator will onboard two cohorts annually, each running for 4 months, and will focus on building capacity, developing solutions, and growing the ecosystem. Using Cardano's infrastructure and expertise from Emergo Labs, the program plans to deliver up to 40 blockchain solutions that align with the SDGs. It's all about creating an open-source resource hub and promoting cross-chain collaboration to expand blockchain's impact in the development sector. The collaboration is led by Glenn Tan from the Blockchain for Good Alliance and members of the UNDP AltFin Lab. They're targeting 5 global regions and providing funding and strategic support to projects that address the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. This initiative is really a call to action for innovators worldwide to use blockchain's transparency and efficiency to create groundbreaking solutions that can uplift communities globally. Interestingly, Bybit, a major cryptocurrency exchange, is a founding supporter of the Blockchain for Good Alliance. They've committed $1 million United States dollars in funding to support Ethic Hub, a platform that empowers smallholder farmers. This highlights how blockchain can be used to create transparent supply chains and support ethical financing models. It's a great example of how the crypto world is stepping up to support sustainable development. Plus, the Blockchain for Good Alliance has expanded its reach into Europe, joining forces with various organizations at the UNDP Brussels Roundtable. They're actively engaging in grassroots initiatives and policy dialogues to establish blockchain as a key player in digital equity and innovation across the continent. With blockchain gaining recognition as a catalyst for transparent, inclusive, and sustainable development, it's clear that the Blockchain for Good Alliance is paving the way for real-world solutions. All right, let's dive into some altcoins that are catching the spotlight and could be worth a closer look. As Bitcoin steadies and investors are on the hunt for growth opportunities, altcoins are taking center stage. So, what are analysts saying? Well, they've highlighted five altcoins that could see significant gains in 2025, and here's why they stand out. First up, Solana. Known for its speed and scalability, Solana has become a darling in the crypto world. It's one of the fastest Layer 1 networks, handling over 65,000 transactions per second at a minimal cost. After some hiccups with network outages in the past, recent upgrades have boosted its reliability. Solana is a favorite for NFT marketplaces and DeFi protocols, and even traditional institutions like Visa are using it for stablecoin settlements. This real-world utility makes Solana a strong contender for 2025. Then there's XRP. After Ripple's legal victory against the Securities and Exchange Commission, confidence in XRP's long-term viability has been restored. It's heavily used in cross-border payments, especially through RippleNet, and has partnerships with major financial institutions. Analysts are eyeing a potential price path to $3.84 or higher, driven by renewed adoption and favorable macro conditions. With potential interest rate cuts on the horizon, XRP could see a liquidity boost, making it a promising pick. Next, Dogecoin continues to ride the wave of community momentum. Despite being born as a meme, it has real-world adoption for payments and tipping, with integrations in places like Tesla. While it lacks major technical upgrades, its strong community support and cultural relevance keep it in the spotlight. A breakout above the $0.21 resistance could set the stage for a larger rally, so Dogecoin remains one to watch. Pepe is another meme coin making waves. It's gained popularity quickly, thanks to community-driven hype and more exchange listings. Meme coins often rally during bullish sentiment, and Pepe's resurgence could offer quick upside for traders seeking volatility-fueled gains. If you're into meme coins, Pepe might be worth your attention. Lastly, The Last Dwarfs, or TLD, is bringing something new to the table with its play-to-invest model. It's a gamified ecosystem where users can mine, battle, and access early-stage crypto projects through gameplay. With over 300,000 users already on board, The Last Dwarfs is turning entertainment into strategic investing. It's integrated with Telegram and the TON blockchain, making it a hot topic in the altcoin space. So, which altcoin deserves the spotlight in 2025? Each of these brings unique value, from Solana's scalability and XRP's institutional-grade infrastructure to Dogecoin and Pepe's cultural momentum and TLD's innovative Web3 approach. As the year unfolds, positioning yourself early in these high-potential altcoins could make all the difference. Whether you're betting on fundamentals, community power, or Web3 innovation, these picks are definitely worth watching. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs? or have an idea for a new one, head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.